I'm 2.5 years into this political nonsense now, and this month I tried to find yet another way to get to the House of Nonsense in Strasbourg. Sunday night flight to Brussels, stuffed with roast pork and apple sauce, sleep at the flat. Morning flight to Strasbourg, crammed in with parliamentary functionaires. There are 4 flights that morning alone. I usually go by train, a slow train via Namur, Metz, Luxembourg and all stations south. This takes 5 hours and there's no buffet car. The Europhile English middle class always set continental trains up as an example of European efficiency which we Brits would do well to emulate. Of course they've never been on a continental train, but their prejudice is much a part of them as their ghastly schoolboy French and fake knowledge of wine. This whole Strasbourg gig costs British and German taxpayers 200 million euros a year. Scandalous. Or at least I used to think so. The Parliament always votes overwhelmingly to hold their gruesome business in Brussels alone. It's about the only thing on which we all agree. However, last autumn I met an absolutely smashing bit of fluff who runs a trendy dress shop near the cathedral. She rejoices in the name of Laura Ferrari. We have dinner whenever I go, so I'll be changing my vote next time. I'm entering the no-fool-like-an-old-fool phase of my life, and if the German taxpayer wants to subsidise me putting on the nosebag with a filly half my age, I'm all for it. Talking of Germans, which I suppose, strictly speaking, we weren't, we were all trekking over to Alsace to see the coronation of Hirschgert Pottering, the new president of the European Parliament. We all knew it was to be he. It was a done deal. Still, we all dutifully filled in the voting slips and went through the charade of a secret ballot. Lo, good old Gertie scooped the pot. We all clapped and went to lunch. Another good day's work done. Another German was also rubbing in, who really calls the shots, Mrs. Angela Merkel. She gave an inspiring speech quoting Thomas Mann, Voltaire, Čepek, Jacques Delors, explaining what a wonderful thing it was to be a European citizen. All top stuff, of course, unless you already belong, or thought you did, to a much better club and called yourself a British subject. But poor old Angie is fresh out of the German Democratic Republic and is, of course, thrilled to be in any club that isn't that. It would seem, as my old housemaster said of me, sets low standards and then fails to achieve them. She's got a bit of a monk on about the Dutch and the French spiking the constitution. Apparently, she has ways of making us change our minds. She rattled on about the Europeans finding a soul. Ah, souls, I thought as I looked across at Farage, who thinks a soul is something you wash down with a white burgundy at the East India Club. He gave her a real pasting in the chamber for not being able to accept the will of the people. I have to say, she shot in the sort of look a python reserves for its breakfast gerbil. Perhaps, Herr Farage, you would sooner discuss this at Commission headquarters. Good old Farage. He's always banging on in the chamber about the will of the people, democracy and such, and the Continentals just stare at him. Explaining democracy to Johnny Foreigner is like describing a colour to a blind man. I don't blame them, it's simply just too new for them. If the electorate doesn't give the right answer, they think the secret is to stop asking them. Scrape the European Union and you'll find a banana republic underneath. An official German study reckons 80% of German law now hails from Brussels. Apparently 95% of that comes direct from the Commission, totally unabridged by the sham European Parliament. I wonder what Angie and Gertie think they're president of. Incidentally, Angie could probably do with a trip round to Miss Ferrari's dress shop. She looks like she gets her kit in a Magdeburg charity shop. I suppose, come to that, Gertie could do worse than visit my or Farage's tailor when it comes to upholstery. Still, he stands close enough to Danny Cohn-Bendit in the chamber to avoid the Wurzel Gummidge Award for sartorial elegance. There is a new and apparently horrifying group of right-wing bigots in the Parliament who make UKIP look almost respectable. They include beasts like Ashley Mote, Jean Le Pen and Alexandra Mussolini. You have to understand that left-wing, liberal, homosexual or conservative bigots are okay. It's the right-wing kind who are beyond the pale. Dear old Jim Givens gave me an unrecorded interview outside the chamber. Some pretty nasty people in it, God, as he said. I mean, would you like to get into bed with the likes of Alexandra Mussolini? Well, frankly, Jim, old son, if Miss Ferrari stops seeing me, I shall be looking for another reason to go to Strasbourg.